Welcome to the Entrepreneur Hour, dedicated to your personal and professional success. I'm Suzanne Mulvihill, here to support you on your entrepreneurial journey. The Entrepreneur Hour brings you experience of people who have traveled the road before you, strength from the challenges they've overcome, and hope to live the life of your dreams. Today's show is titled Cash Flow, Growing It with Prosperity Principles. I believe this is an important topic that adds tremendous value to practical cash flow principles such as restructuring loans and managing debt. I have used prosperity principles in my own life, and they have played an integral role in helping me become my potential, both personally and professionally. We'll talk with entrepreneurs and experts who will share the results they are experiencing by growing their businesses with prosperity principles. Our guests today are Heidi Whitaker, an independent distributor with Synergy Worldwide, a nutritional company. Heidi will share how she doubled her revenue in 4 months and attracted international clientele. Karen Whitaker, client advisor on straight commission for BMW in Irvine, California, will share how she surpassed her previous car sale record by 40% by practicing prosperity principles. And Beverly Hanna, a professional artist for more than 10 years based in Ontario, Canada, will share how practicing prosperity principles is increasing her revenue and creating new revenue streams. And to share what these prosperity principles are and some tips in how and why they work is our special guest, Marilyn Janay, the founder of Feel Free to Prosper program at www.feelfreetoprosper.com. Marilyn will share prosperity principles that she teaches to entrepreneurs worldwide that increase cash flow. Our SBA tip of the week will be presented today by Fabiola Brunley, Senior Vice President for Bank of America, responsible for managing small business banking for Palm Beach County, Florida and the Treasure Coast. So when we come back, you're going to learn how to increase your cash flow with prosperity principles. We'd like to share with you that the Entrepreneur Hour is presenting two free 30-minute online power marketing workshops on Thursday, August 26th at 11:30 and Tuesday, August 31st at 11:30, where you will learn at least 10 marketing tips that you can implement immediately, costing little or no money. And you can sign up by calling 1-800-996-4887. We'll be announcing this week's winner of my book, Employee to Entrepreneur, later on during the show. And you can sign up for our free Inspiration for Entrepreneurs newsletter at theentrepreneurhour.com, and you might be next week's winner. So you're listening to The Entrepreneur Hour, and we'll be right back.
Does your company need a boost of inspiration, direction, and motivation? Suzanne Mulvihill, award-winning author and president of Profit Strategies, can guide your staff to greater levels of success and profitability. She's helped hundreds of organizations plan and achieve success. Call now to find out how Suzanne can make a lasting impact on your organization. 1-800-996-4667.
How would you like to do what you love and get paid for it? If I can do it, you can too. I'm Suzanne Mulvihill, host of The Entrepreneur Hour, inviting you to join Balance Magazine in presenting the Jumpstart 2005 Ultimate Day of Balance Conference and Expo, being held Saturday, October 23rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Signature Grand in Fort Lauderdale. Keynote speaker Stuart Avery Gold, best-selling author of the highly acclaimed Zentrepreneur series, will tell you how to live a love-what-you-do, do-what-you-love life. Don't miss this mega event featuring 18 nationally renowned business, life, and health experts and 75 Balance Marketplace booths. Learn key strategies from some of the most sought-after speakers, educators, and business consultants to improve your personal and professional success. Do you want to increase productivity, grow your business, supercharge your energy, nourish your spirit, and ignite the leader within you? Register today. This event is selling out fast. Call 954-382-4325 or visit balancemagazine.com. We'll see you there.
Back to entrepreneurial expert Suzanne Mulvihill, host of the Entrepreneur Hour, dedicated to your personal and professional success. Here's Suzanne.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Hour, dedicated to your personal and professional success. I'm Suzanne Mulvihill, and joining me now to share on our topic of increasing your cash flow with prosperity principles is Heidi Whitaker, an independent distributor for Synergy Worldwide, a nutritional company. Heidi will share how she doubled her revenue in 4 months and attracted international clients. Welcome, Heidi.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for joining us today.
I'm just thrilled to be here.
So tell us, you know, I'm just interested in hearing how you have done this. I mean, in in a short period of time, you've doubled your revenue in 4 months, and you have international clients. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, you've heard, we've all heard the expression, no man is an island, right?
Yes.
In other words, no one is completely alone in this world. And how I was able to do this, to start attracting people internationally, it's because of principles that are universal and true. And while we can physically sever ourselves from the human population, we cannot sever the spiritual connection that we all share. These laws work even when we're separated by continents and vast oceans, because at a level beyond the surface that we can see with our eyes, we are all inseparably connected to one another.
So what are you actually doing? I mean, you're saying that you're practicing these principles. Tell us, like, are you doing something? Are you changing something? Are you thinking differently? Like, what's happening?
All of the above.
Okay.
I'm doing all of the above. It might be easier if I explain how everyone is already using these principles in their lives right now. Everyone within the sound of my voice is already using this law, and it's just a matter of using it to benefit you financially. And let me give you an example. If you look at the people who surround you, your friends, the people with whom you choose to associate, chances are they're the same socioeconomic group as you. They have the same hobbies and some of the same likes and dislikes. In other words, you are hanging out with people who are a lot like you. Now, how did you and your group of like-minded friends find each other? Was it hard work? Did you have to buy an advertising spot at the Super Bowl? Of course not. You didn't have to do that. And yet somehow you did find each other without hanging a sign on your back describing the type of person you are and that who you want to associate with. You were able to be attracted to each other. Now, that same mysterious force that brought you and your friends together can help you to attract clients from anywhere in the world. Because remember, no matter how far apart you are, physically, you're all connected spiritually. And it's using those same using the laws to attract clients is simply a matter of learning to do so and having the necessary faith to make it happen, because the same things that attracted your friends to you, those same principles will attract business partners to you and literally attract money to you.
Well, you had mentioned in our pre-interview that you had made a mental change, and one of the things that you said is that you started thinking in abundance and focusing on the good. And which I thought was really important, because a lot of times it's like, and I know I can only speak from my own experience, you know, thinking that there wasn't enough and then I'm going to run out of money. I mean, and I can just tell you from my own experience, that has been a huge shift that I have had to work on for years, because I always came from this poverty mindset that I'm going to run out and I'm not going to have enough. So, and I too have made this change. But what I'm hearing you say is that you have made a change in your mental, in your thinking, that you are now focusing on there's enough, there's abundance.
There is, and that I know, I absolutely positively know that there are people out in the world who need me, who need my services, who want to partner up with me and to make money with me. I absolutely know that we're not going to run out of people. There are just too many of them.
Well, and it sounds like you know it and you believe it. And you also mentioned that you're focusing on the good. You know, that's another mental change that you have shared with me that you're making, is you're not, it's not like, well, what if this doesn't work out, or what if, it's like you're focusing on the good.
Yeah, you don't worry about all the negative things. You don't put energy into them.
So you've stopped worrying about these things, is what you're saying.
I do. I did. And that has made, not that makes a difference in your entire life, period. Not just money. I mean, that makes a difference in your personal life and in your happiness, is to being able to focus on the good, being able to think about those things which are positive in your life and not putting energy into negative forces. Because you give them power when you put energy into them. If you don't focus on them, if you don't concentrate on them, they can't get any bigger.
So can you give us an example of how you've made that shift in where maybe you used to worry about something that, or you used to have that, where now it's, you changed your thinking that you don't have that negative thought anymore? Just so our listeners understand from an example standpoint, because that's really where the entrepreneurs that come on to share their own experience, share it so that others can relate. And maybe you have a way that, you know, you used to think negatively that now you think positively.
Right. In my life, I used to think that there wasn't enough, that we were all kind of in a competition to get there first, and that I had to outdo somebody or be better than somebody or maybe even step on somebody in order to get what I wanted. But now I realize that there's always enough. There is an abundance. There's plenty out there, and that you can live your life and just be a good person and be positive and focus on the kind of person that you want to attract, and they will find you on your own. And I can give you one example. I actually, this truly happened to me. I got a phone call on one Saturday morning and the person said to me, hello, and they asked me if I was with Synergy, and I said yes. And he said, well, you don't know me, but I'm calling you from Australia, and I would like to be enrolled into your company and start working with you. Now, that's not an everyday occurrence for most people, especially in my business and network marketing. And yet, he found me. He found me without me even trying to find him. It's just when you make that shift, people start coming to you. They really, really do.
So what do you do differently? I mean, do you, are you meditating? What are you doing differently in your day-to-day life?
Yes, I am. I write down positive things every single day. I write down good things about other people, about myself, about the kind of people I want to attract, and I make an effort to focus only on the positive. I make an effort to literally control my thoughts, to not dwell on things that are not uplifting, that will not make me a better person. And if it won't help me to get to where I need to be in this life, then I make a serious effort not to put any thought into it.
Is it challenging?
You get better at it as time goes by.
Okay.
It's just like any other skill. You have to practice.
I would agree. That seems like an acceptable answer to me, because I know in my own life, learning patience, for example. I mean, and especially when we ask that we make a decision that we're going to be learning a new skill, my belief is that in some degree we're tested so that we're strengthened so that we will learn it. We will learn it, whatever it is. If we ask to learn it, we will be given opportunities to learn it.
and that is absolutely true. But it is possible. It really is possible to learn how to focus your thoughts in a certain way. And for me, I had a mentor that you're going to be interviewing soon, Marilyn Janae, who helped me to put my mind, who taught me how to focus on what I needed to focus on and delete out of my mind those things that I should not be putting my energy into.
Well, why don't we bring Marilyn on here for a moment in between our guests and just share, because I'm sure that the two of you had your own unique relationship in addition to her working with other people. So if we can bring Marilyn on for a minute, then we'll bring on Karen, our next guest. Marilyn, you with us?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've got a little frog in my throat, but I think it sounds kind of sexy, don't you think?
Oh, well, it's only 9:20 in California, so that's okay. You can have a frog in your throat there. Well, just tell us for a moment, then we're going to bring on another guest. Marilyn, founder of the Feel Free to Prosper program, and you are the mentor of Karen, who is helping her, Heidi, helping her develop these prosperity principles.
Mm-hmm.
Any quick, tip you want to share before we bring on our next guest?
Well, I would say that basically Heidi, it was so ready for this. Of course, all the students that gravitate to me are. She was open. She's energetic. She accepted instruction, and she took the techniques that I teach my students, and she put them right to work. Heidi, it likes to win. She likes to accomplish. And she was wonderful in just taking the techniques and taking these laws, really grasping them, understanding them, and putting them right to work.
Well, I think that's what you're sharing here is a really important piece, that what I hear you say is that she was ready.
And ready.
There's that saying, when you're ready, the teachers show up. I don't know.
That's true. Very, very true.
That when we're ready for whatever it is, whether we know it or not. Did you seek this, Heidi? I mean, were you out saying, okay, I think I'm going to look for some prosperity principles? Or how did you find this since you were ready on some level?
Well, I actually had a very interesting experience. I had been invited to listen to another person who was, a so-called mentor in this field, and I had had a negative experience with this person, and so it was purely by accident, but that Marilyn and I were drawn to each other. And when she approached me, I said, well, this sounds good and fine, but I had kind of a negative experience with someone else. And she was able to basically calm my fears and promise me that that she would be able to teach me in a way that I would be able to understand, and that is exactly what happened. It was just an amazing experience.
Well, I'm delighted to hear, and especially I really appreciate, Heidi, you sharing with our listeners, because I do believe that there is a whole aspect of building revenue and building our businesses through our mindset as well, through prosperity beliefs, and because we're only limited by our beliefs. And, I've worked with 500 entrepreneurs, and I can tell you, on a marketing, that was the area of my expertise. And I spent more time helping them with their thinking than I did helping them with the marketing. And I realized that this is an important component that I'm just delighted to share with others through the radio show. So I appreciate you being on the air with us today, Heidi.
Well, thank you.
And can you give us contact information if someone would like to find out more about your company?
Yes. Email address is Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, at 20, again, the number 20, AGAIN.com. And if you would just write me and ask me anything you want to know, I'll be happy to respond.
Thank you so much, Heidi, for being on the air with us today.
Thank you.
Okay. We now, Marilyn, if you wanted to stay with us, we have Beverly Hanna, a professional artist for more than 10 years based in Ontario, Canada. And Beverly is with us to share how practicing these prosperity principles is increasing her income and creating some new revenue streams. So welcome, Beverly.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Great. How about yourself today?
Oh, fantastic.
Wonderful. Thanks for being on the Entrepreneur.
It's a beautiful day.
Well, it's beautiful here, too. So all around, we've got sunshine. It's good. It's a good thing. So tell us, I know in our pre-interview, you mentioned that you have been a working artist for more than 10 years and, that you have made a commitment. Was the one word that I recall you sharing in our pre-interview, that's part of what's making some major changes for you in this developing these prosperity principles. Tell us what's going on with you.
Absolutely. The commitment was the key. I was listening to the tag end of your talk with Heidi, and you were saying, how did she get into this? Well, I have been not the most successful financially, and I thought, what was missing? So I went into the internet and found a marketing program that seemed to fit for me. And on this network, one of the most frequent and most fascinating posters was Marilyn.
Is this the Ryze Network?
Yes.
RYZE.com. Okay. We had a show about that online networking a few weeks ago. So
mm-hmm.
Ryze.com. Okay.
Oh, it's amazing. You can meet anybody there.
I agree. I've since joined it and started my own little employee entrepreneur group, so I'm impressed.
Well, it really brings home the 6 degrees of separation thing, because I was not aware of it, but I was reaching out. I was looking for Marilyn and what she could teach me.
Mm. And you weren't aware of it. Okay.
And the more I saw her posts, the more my curiosity level went up. And I thought, I really have to do this. It's, at that time for me, it was a lot of money. I thought, I need to know this stuff. So I thought, I am going to do it. I'm going to do it. And before I ever actually contacted her and told her that I wanted to take these group classes of hers, I had money start to come in. I started to get new clients. I'm starting up a business out of my home. And I started to get new clients. I started to get business from older clients. And then I contacted her. I had more jobs come in. I got another new client. And by the first class, I had made in, I guess, about a week and a half, 2 weeks, I'd made twice what I had made in the previous 6 months.
Really? You made...
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. In the 10 days, 1 to 2 weeks before...
Yeah.
You took one of these mm-hmm. prosperity classes. Now, I think it's important to note, too, that the Ryze Network, these are free discussion groups. So
yeah.
you decided to take it to another level.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne,
okay.
Can I interrupt for a moment?
Certainly.
Yeah. I'm not hearing Bev too well here, but I believe she didn't say before. It was when she started the classes within about a week and a half or 2 weeks.
Before I actually started the classes and... by the first lesson, I had made as much as I had in about 3 months. By the end of the, I guess by the time we got to the second class, I'd made twice that. And my income was just, you know, staggering. For me, it was staggering.
Well, and I think as entrepreneurs, I know, you know, being an entrepreneur myself, one of the challenging aspects of it that I guess doesn't have to be a challenge if we change our mindset on it, is the flow of the money. You know, like a project runs out or a project ends, and then it's like, okay, is there going to be a gap between revenue streams, or is it going to continue to flow? And, you know, Beverly, it sounds like that's been something for you as well, whether it was with your art or your new business that you're starting, mm-hmm. that there's, you know, how do we keep the flow coming in even when we're between projects? And, you know, I don't know if there's an answer to that, but I've been continually working on it for a long time.
There is. What my dominant thought prior to this was, oh my God, the project's at an end.
Okay.
And I'm broke again. What am I going to do? The focus was on the lack.
Okay.
And in taking the classes and doing my homework and affirmations, I'm finding that I'm shifting that focus to trust.
Okay.
And I just expect it. You know, it will come in. I don't know how. I don't know where it's coming from, but I know it's going to. And it does.
That's powerful. And, you know, I learned from my own show, I have to tell you. I do this for other people too, but I learned from it. You know, when we did the Rise show, the online networking, I've since done that, and the focus on the lack, and this is something I can tell you personally I struggle with as well. You know, going from, okay, what's next? And trusting that there is something next versus just not believing that there is, or going into the what ifs and everything else that I talk about in my book that I've worked on, mm-hmm. that is important. So you've shifted your focus from, okay, it's running out, or there's not enough, or the lack, to there's trust. You trust that there will be something new, and it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening for you.
Okay, well, here's a good example. When I first started, once I'd made the commitment, I've been buying lottery tickets for years. As soon as I started the program, I would get at least one winning ticket every week, and I was getting, you know, just another ticket, you know, another free ticket. And then I guess a couple of weeks ago, I started to think, oh, you know, this is crazy. It's not true. And I started really doubting the whole process. I stopped getting winning tickets. I stopped getting a lot of this stuff coming in. And I realized that I was focusing on the fear again. As soon as I stopped doing that, as soon as I started catching my thoughts as they happened, I started getting winning lottery tickets again and green lights and traffic vaporizing, which is something that I like to do. It's you come up to an intersection and you visualize the free space. You can just go straight across, and it works.
Well, tell me, Beverly, does your intuition or inner wisdom play a role in this at all? I mean, this is just out of curiosity more than anything. I mean, now that you've made this commitment to practice these prosperity principles and think more in trust versus lack and make the commitment to do this, is your inner voice speaking to you at all? I mean, I know that might sound kind of strange, but...
No, it doesn't sound strange at all. It always has spoken to me. I just haven't listened. And now I'm paying far closer attention to not only what the surface thoughts are, as in catching myself when I say, oh, I can't afford this, or I don't have the money.
Those thoughts. Yes,
yeah,
we know
those,
about those.
I caught you, Suzanne, with one word.
Which, what's that?
About if you were my student, I bet you didn't even know you said it.
Probably not, but I'm open to it. What did I say?
I know
that I'm still struggling with that.
Oh, okay.
I would make you take that S word out of your vocabulary.
You know,
your subconscious.
Okay.
Right, Beverly?
Right.
I have a section in my book called Struggle is an Option. So I know this, but I don't practice them all the time. But that's important, so I don't have to struggle with this. I can be released. Hey, I might grow from this too, you know.
Of course you will.
I'm hoping.
Marilyn is magical. she sends out these waves of positive energy. It's just incredible.
Well, I'm happy to have her on back. The reason I brought up this whole inner wisdom piece is because it's been about 2 months now, ago. 2 months ago, we had a woman on the show from New York that was featured in this book with a conference, American Business Women's Association conference. And this woman had lost everything in her business. She had a $40 million a year business, lost it all, and then started to rebuild in a completely different line of business. And I remember her saying that she needed to listen to her inner wisdom and her inner voice. We're going to do a show on intuition in a few weeks. That's coming up, but I don't want to go too far off of our topic here of prosperity principles. So I want to just, Beverly, recap if there's anything else that you would like our listeners to know about yourself, about maybe how they can contact you, what kind of art you do, what your new business is.
I do my mouth isn't working today. I do hyper-realism with an emphasis on animals. I do a lot of work with the SPCA.
What is hyper-realism?
It's photographic realism in painting.
Okay, so that's your artwork.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
My business is producing fine art prints for local artists. I've purchased a good printer, and I want to get make it available at an affordable price to local artists. So it's not really a business that is focused on the world. It's just a local one.
It counts.
Mm-hmm, it does.
What's your phone number or contact, email or phone number or
email
website?
Email contact is bhanna, B-H-A-N-N-A, at csolve.net. CSOLVE is short for CompuSolve.
Beverly, it's been delightful to have you on the air with us today, and we wish you continued success. And keep us posted.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So if you like what you're hearing, I hope that this is helping you also, catch yourself in your own thoughts of, I can't afford this. And we're looking forward when Marilyn and I come back after the break, we're going to be talking about some other tips that can help you change our thinking and think in terms of prosperity. So you are listening to The Entrepreneur Hour, and we will be right back.
Do you have a job that's just too good to give up? Are the perks just too good to leave? Are you afraid of what might happen if you start the business you've always dreamed of? These are just a few comments from employees who wanted to become entrepreneurs before they read Employee to Entrepreneur, the Employee's Guide to Entrepreneurial Success. Pick up a copy of Suzanne Mulvihill's book, Employee to Entrepreneur, and become your potential.
How would you like to do what you love and get paid for it? If I can do it, you can too. I'm Suzanne Mulvihill, host of the Entrepreneur Hour, inviting you to join Balance Magazine in presenting the Jumpstart 2005 Ultimate Day of Balance Conference and Expo, being held Saturday, October 23rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Signature Grand in Fort Lauderdale. Keynote speaker Stuart Avery Gold, best-selling author of the highly acclaimed Zentrepreneur series, will tell you how to live a love-what-you-do, do-what-you-love life. Don't miss this mega event featuring 18 nationally renowned business, life, and health experts and 75 Balance Marketplace booths. Learn key strategies from some of the most sought-after speakers, educators, and business consultants to improve your personal and professional success. Do you want to increase productivity, grow your business, supercharge your energy, nourish your spirit, and ignite the leader within you? Register today. This event is selling out fast. Call 954-382-4325 or visit balancemagazine.com. We'll see you there.
Does your company need a boost of inspiration, direction, and motivation? Suzanne Mulvihill, award-winning author and president of Profit Strategies, can guide your staff to greater levels of success and profitability. She's helped hundreds of organizations plan and achieve success. Call now to find out how Suzanne can make a lasting impact on your organization. 1-800-996-4667. And now, back with entrepreneurial expert Suzanne Mulvihill, host of the Entrepreneur Hour, dedicated to your personal and professional success. To speak with Suzanne, call 844-6167 or toll free 1-800-889-0267. Here's Suzanne.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Hour, dedicated to your personal and professional success. I'm Suzanne Mulvihill, and joining me now to continue sharing her expertise and experience with us is Marilyn Janay, founder of the Feel Free to Prosper program, which is at feelfreetoprosper.com. Marilyn will continue sharing prosperity principles that she teaches to help entrepreneurs worldwide increase their cash flow. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Thank you.
So this isn't magic. This is more than magic.
Actually, what we call supernatural is really very natural. That's what you learn. I'd like to give your listeners some information to understand what we mean by prosperity principles, and then I'm going to share a very powerful lesson that they could put to use immediately.
Beautiful.
Right now to increase their cash flow.
Sounds good.
Okay, now with my program, I teach others how to use these prosperity principles to become aligned with universal laws and to accept their right to prosper. We have a right to prosper, and we have to realize that. And when you apply these mental and spiritual-based techniques, you make more money, you attract unexpected income, attract clients, increase your business. And in fact, these laws will affect every part of your life. You can prosper in finances, in health, in love and relationships, excuse my voice here, in creativity and spiritually. But let's relate now how this relates to income and cash flow. First, understand that the foundation of success is in your mind.
Mm.
You do not need to struggle, seek, and strive to build your business or achieve your financial goals. In fact, that can have the opposite effect. There is a law called the law of reverse effort. It states that the harder you try to do something, the less chance you have of achieving it.
Mm.
I am so sorry about my voice. What a time to get laryngitis.
Oh, well.
Can you hear me okay?
Can
you
understand
all right?
The
harder you try to do something, the less chance you have of achieving it. Trying implies a negative, and it suggests to the mind that you may not accomplish.
Okay, so let me just repeat that, because that's important. Trying implies a negative, and it says that we may not accomplish.
Right.
When we're just trying.
You're telling your subconscious mind you may not succeed.
Mm. Well, I like how you share, too, that the foundation of success is in our minds.
Absolutely,
you
in
know,
your mind.
That it starts first. In our minds. And there are other teachings. I know Deepak Chopra, I've read his 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. And that's when I, Marilyn, when I quit my job three times over a 8-month period trying to leave the corporate world to become an entrepreneur. And when they said, you know, save some money, Suzanne, and, you know, take some marketing business classes and write a business plan, you'll be fine. Well, I couldn't leave the job. And the problem was in my... I was hooked on the security. So the problem was the success was outside of me. It wasn't within. And that's just a little bit about myself and how this has been important. I believe this. Okay, so that's one of the keys is believing within that knowing that it comes from within.
Okay. Now, you're going instead of striving, you're going to use these mental and spiritual laws, these principles to create and attract all the elements to ensure your success and increase your income. A house cannot stand without the proper foundation. And once you create that foundation by aligning yourself with the laws, you will automatically be guided to the appropriate resources, inspired to take the action that will result in your success. So instead of seeking success, you will learn to accept it in your consciousness.
Hmm.
Then you'll attract the clients and money not only from expected sources, but from unexpected channels from out of the blue.
So instead of seeking it, we learn to accept it, is what
you're
saying.
You accept it in consciousness, and you draw it to you.
Hmm.
You'll find that the universe is the greatest marketing department you could ever hope for.
Oh, I love it.
I like to say the universe is my publicist.
That's cool.
You will experience the guidance of an unseen hand, and that's why I like to say, I think my voice is coming back.
Beautiful.
That's why I like to say the trouble with most people is that they have no invisible means of support.
No invisible means of support. Okay.
Okay. Now, in my own 20 years of business, I've owned my own company for 20 years. Excuse me. I have never had to look for a client. My clients are the largest corporations in the world. Within 6 weeks of starting my business, I was on the cover of the Los Angeles Times, syndicated around the world on numerous television shows, and people wanted to know who my publicist was.
Mm.
And I don't think they believed me when I told them I did it with my mind.
You did it?
I did it with my mind, and I've been doing that for 20 years, still attracting from out of the blue.
Well, there's a saying that everything we need will be right in front of us exactly when we need it.
And only if we open our minds and accept our good in consciousness. It's always there. We have to learn to receive. We have to learn to accept.
Okay. Why is this so challenging? I mean,
I can. That's easy.
Okay.
First, let me just give you a basic idea of what the laws are. We know there are laws of physics or chemistry, but most people don't know there are laws that govern the mental and spiritual realms, and these are the creative laws of the universe. You don't need to have an intellectual understanding of any of this. The only thing that's important is that you learn the system and how to use it. Someone once asked Ben Franklin, what electricity is, and he answered, Madam, it just is. Use it. So successful people are using these laws, and they may not know they're doing it. We're all using the laws, as Heidi had said earlier, but most people are using them inadvertently to attract what they don't want instead of what they do want. And this is because, in answer to your question, somewhere along your path you came to believe that there is a separation from your source of good, a belief in lack and limitation, of not having enough money or having to work hard to make money, or that your prosperity is dependent on outside influences like the economy. This is just an illusion that was created from the negative beliefs that were instilled in your mind by others, even from when you were a very young age. So now, how do we align ourselves with these laws? We connect with this power, this creative force of the universe, within through the channel of our subconscious mind. Now, you want a real lesson?
Of course.
A powerful lesson?
Definitely. I'm open to it, definitely.
Okay. Do I have your attention?
Okay. You have my attention.
Okay. This is based on the first lesson of the Feel Free to Prosper program, which has produced pretty amazing results from all my students. They get amazing. It seems magical. And you just heard from three of them. But you can see a lot more of these amazing testimonials on both my website and network, which I'll give you later. Okay, I posted this question recently on one of my networks online on Rise. What do you think is the single most immediate thing that you can do to increase your finances and start attracting money? Suzanne, would you like to?
Let me think. What do I think is the single most
immediate thing that you can do to increase your finances and start attracting money?
Believe it's possible.
That's pretty good, but you know something? Most people can't do that immediately. Too much resistance from the subconscious. And we need to shift to that dominant thought. Okay, you want to know the answer?
Okay.
This is easy. We make it complicated, but it's really, the universe is very easy. It's very orderly, very easy. The answer is, what is the most immediate thing that you can do to increase your finances and start attracting money? Change your words.
Change your words.
Change your words. Change the words that you speak to reflect those spoken by a successful person. Words that represent what you want in life. Eliminate any words or phrases from your vocabulary that represent the opposite of what you want.
The I can'ts, the what ifs, those words?
Any words.
Any words.
Only speak like you are successful.
So that's the acting as if kind of.
Acting as if, but speak it.
Speak
acting
it.
And thinking come later. It's a little harder to change the thoughts, but the words will change your thought patterns.
So what you're saying, the single most important thing, that immediate change that...
Right now, start changing your words.
Anybody can make immediately is to start changing the words.
Absolutely. Right now, begin it. When you get off this broad, when you turn off the radio, you start. And if you really want to increase your cash flow quickly, then speak and think as if you already have that cash flow. And this is why. The subconscious mind only functions in the now. It doesn't know anything but now. And what you think, say, and feel right now in this moment is what you will begin to attract. That's your future.
I'll tell you just real quick on just one of my own experiences that come to me from this. When I was going through that time of trying to quit my job and figure out why I couldn't leave and I kept going back to the job, I did an exercise, and I actually have this in my book. It's pretend. What would I do if I won the lottery?
Mm-hmm.
And I listed these things. I would buy, this was, I don't know, back in 88, I would buy a Ford Explorer. You know, I would take my kids skiing. You know, just, those were a couple things on the top of my head. And the interesting thing was, Marilyn, I didn't have to win the lottery for these things to start to come true. I bought a Ford Explorer. You know, I was able to take my kids skiing. You know, granted, I went to thrift stores and I bought their ski gear at a thrift store that I happened to be driving by on the way to Whistler when didn't even plan on going skiing, actually. We were just in Seattle. And we passed a thrift store that said grand opening, and we went there. My kids said they wanted to go skiing. Mm-hmm. And we bought all their stuff for like $28.
You attracted everything you needed.
I am telling you,
your desire.
I saw this at work in my own life, and I know it works. And I deal with some of the same resistance some of the other people deal with in terms of, you know, doubting what we believe, and you know, the other stuff gets in the way if I let it. I know that's probably the words I need to change right now. It doesn't have to get in the way.
Well, there are techniques. There are techniques I teach. I call it friendly persuasion. So you can't. Let the subconscious resist. The minute you get argument from the subconscious, you will not achieve your goal. You'll not get what you want because the argument creates more of an awareness of the lack than of what you want.
Mm.
So you need to shift the subconscious. You need to shift the dominant thoughts, but do it in a way that's friendly. That it's got to be a gentle shift, so the subconscious doesn't really know what you're doing.
Well,
subconscious doesn't think or reason. It just accepts order. And it's the dominant thought in the subconscious that determines the circumstances. So we must shift our consciousness to a new dominant thought. And when we do so, then we open ourselves to the influence of the creative power of the universe. And that's what I call our invisible means of support. And the repetition of positive words will eventually replace the negative patterns in the subconscious, which are those patterns that are blocking your good and limiting your income.
I want to share one thing with you, and that's actually a quote from John D. Rockefeller from uh-huh. Dale Carnegie's scrapbook, and it's right in line with what you're sharing before we close up and get uh-huh. your contact information.
Okay.
The man who starts out simply with the idea of getting rich won't succeed. You must have a larger ambition. There is no mystery in business success. If you do each day's tasks successfully and stay faithfully within these natural operations of commercial laws, which I talk so much about, and keep your head clear, you will come out all right. And it's like, this guy, I always questioned it because it sounds like he got it. He understood this on some level.
All the successful, all the tycoons, all of the wealthy people understood. They may not have called it universal laws, but they all lived it.
Yeah. Well, he called it natural operations of commercial laws. If you stay faithfully within these natural operations of commercial laws, interesting. And that's in Dale Carnegie's scrapbook. Marilyn, can you give us your contact information? Because I really appreciate what you've shared with us. And we've got another guest to bring on, the SBA Tip of the Week with Fab Brumley. And I'd love to get your contact information.